Scary pizza delivery stories. These scary pizza delivery stories are sent in by anonymous readers and assumed true. Scary pizza delivery story 1. Tainted delivery tip. One time I was delivering pizza to a house. The guys who answered the door looked kind of shady, but they had a wad of cash and gave me this insanely huge tip. The next night I was watching TV and recognized a house on the news. It was the house I delivered pizza to. A woman was home alone and the crooks held her at gunpoint. The picture of the suspect looked just like the guy who gave me the cash, and they said they couldn't find all of it. I called it in and the woman let me keep it. I guess they never caught the guy, though. Scary pizza delivery story 2, the setup. My friends and I work at a popular pizza place in the great state of Texas. Most areas are pretty decent to deliver to, and we don't have a problem, but no one likes to go to that side of town. They've been doing a lot of building, but no one wants to move there because of the crime. I suppose they are trying to make the area nicer by building, but it isn't going to fix the problem. We got a call from one of those houses, and we all drew straws to see who would go. I was the unfortunate loser. When I got to the address, I realized that none of the houses were even lived in yet. There were no porch lights or anything. I was beginning to think it was a joke when a guy approached my car. He held a gun at me and told me to get out, and to give him all of my cash. He took the car, the money, and the crappy pizza. Plus, he had my cell phone. By the time I found a phone in a nearby convenience store, my boss said the guy had crashed and wrapped my car around a light pole. Scary pizza delivery story number 3, the butcher. I deliver pizza every day to people I don't know. Do you know how nerve-wracking it is to knock on someone's door and wonder what will happen? At first, I didn't have a problem because most people are nice, but then I'd say every 100 deliveries, you get a freak. I don't mean someone with blue or green hair with tattoos. I mean a real freak. A person that you wonder if you need to turn into the cops. I've seen it all. Meth heads, crackheads, possible hookers, wife beaters, and the like. You don't know for sure that is what they are, but you can pretty much tell. My mother always tried to tell me that you can't tell a book by its cover because she wanted me to be a nice person, but I know that is a lie. There was this one house that would call in almost every Sunday night. The porch always smelled like something died underneath, and they always had garbage bags lined up like they were ready to go, but they never went anywhere. We knew they ate a lot of pizza because they ordered a lot, but everyone else did too because the pizza boxes were stacked high on the porch. I could see through the cracks in their broken curtains that the house was piled high with junk. The man that came out to get the pizza was fine enough looking, a little skinny older man. The woman, though, she was creepy. When she was there, the kids were always screaming and crying inside. She never brushed her hair, and her breath smelled like death. I hated it when she took the money. She never tipped either, just took the money and smiled that awful, rotten teeth grin. Whenever they would call, we would joke about going to the dump. Most of the time, I just exchanged the pizza for money and left. I don't say anything, and I try not to take the route next time. Unfortunately, though, this time no one else was at the shop except the girl who wasn't old enough to drive. She was the owner's daughter and answered the phone while I had to deliver. This time the dump on the route called, and I dreaded going to it. When I arrived at the house, I walked slowly up the stairs. You had to do this because the steps were broken and God knows what lived under the porch. I couldn't imagine my legs slipping through and something grabbing it. I swear one time I saw something moving under the crack, but I wasn't sure. I also didn't want them to hear me. I always imagined they didn't hear me after my knock. I could just leave. too bad for me. The porch always creaked, no matter how careful I was. The light from the dirty porch was on. I really don't know why they turn it on, because it is so dirty that it doesn't light up much at all. I knocked, then as usual, I wiped my knuckles on my pizza shirt, thinking to myself that I'm so glad they wash these things. I heard a noise, then rustling of a plastic bag. At first I was terrified, because I have this horrible fear of rats, and who knows how many rats are in this house, but instead I heard a very light whisper, "Help me." With my heart thudding in my chest, I looked over at the bag stacked on the porch. Most of it was too dark to see anything except through a small hole. I saw the glistening of an eye. I turned and started to walk toward the bag, but then the queen of the dump answered. She smiled that foul-smelling death grin and shoved the money into my hand. I knew the drill and just took the money. She winked, then grabbed the pizza and slammed the door shut. I looked back at the bag, but the hole had been shut. I waited there for a few moments, hoping that either Miss Ugly had found her way through all the junk back to the living room, but they hadn't turned off the lights yet. Usually they turn them off before I get off the steps. I couldn't risk that she was still watching and waited, so I started down the steps. At least I could call the cops when I reached the car. "Please," I heard the voice whisper again. The eye was staring at me through the hole in the bag. I put my finger up to my lips and nodded. The hole closed up again. As I reached the last step, the light shut off and I went out to the car. I sat and proceeded to dial 911. Then the door on the porch opened. As I told the 911 operator about the girl, the old woman moved the bags around and it looked like she grabbed the one with the girl in it. I could see her struggling with it, then drop it. She kicked it a few times, and then picked it up again. By this time, the cops were already on their way. I sat there. I couldn't leave the girl, but I couldn't go in either. When the cops arrived, they told me to leave because it could get dangerous, so I did. I tried to find out what happened to the girl, but no one talked about anyone coming out alive. All they found were, hundreds of gnawed-on bones in the dog's cage. They said it would take weeks to figure out what all the bones were. Scary Pizza Delivery Story 4. Pizza Creeper. Pizza girls are rare. Ask me about this. I know. I work in a popular pizza delivery place with about 10 guys. Since I get a lot of the calls asking for me, I generally work the evening shift. It's nice, usually. I get a lot of great tips. Most nights I don't have any problems, but the other night I got a call from someone who said he had heard about my name from another guy and wanted me to deliver. There was no one else on the shift driving but me, so I had no choice, even though it sounded really creepy. When I got there, he tipped me really well, and every night after that he ordered from me. Here's where it gets creepy. One night he ordered a delivery, and instead of his usual attire, he walked out in a silk bathrobe. He invited me in, and when I refused, he pulled out a few $100 bills and said it would be worth my while. I told him no, and he grabbed my arm. I shook him free, then left. Every night after that I worked, I refused his call and would give it to someone else. About a week later, this creep started following me. I would see him sitting across the street from work until I left. I would always ditch him in town, but then this morning I saw him at my house. The cops say they can't do anything yet because he hasn't broken any laws, and he stays far enough away to where my personal space isn't violated and hasn't made a personal threat of danger. My boyfriend moved in with me and I bought a dog. At least I feel safe with them. Those were 4 creepy pizza delivery stories sent to me, Spooky Boo. I would love to hear your stories. Go ahead and visit my page at 707spookyboo22.com and click on the submissions link and send me your scary stories. I would love to have you subscribe to my stories and comment in the comment section and let me know about your scary stories.